Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show.
Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Sharon Feckety, the founder of 13th Avenue Media, and along with me, as always, the lovely Amanda Payne, president and CEO of Amplify Clearwater. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Well, we're very happy today to have this conversation with Meredith Reagan. Look, I almost said Reagan, the development manager for the Clearwater Free Clinic. So I'm very, very excited to have this conversation. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We're excited as well.
Yeah, you're not only the development manager for the Clearwater Free Clinic, but I also understand that you got yourself involved in the Young Professionals Leadership Team as the chair. Woohoo!
Well, the volunteer chair. Great. So I'm excited to get more involved this year. CYP's, done a lot of cool stuff in the past, and we've, had to put a lot on pause. So I'm excited to get back into it.
Well, I definitely want to touch on that a little bit because I think it's probably really great for your spirit, as long as it's great for getting connected with other people. We've been so isolated. So we're starting to come back out. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really great time to kind of reconnect with people. But I want to talk about this wonderful clinic that you work with. I think as we were discussing a little bit before, there's a lot of misnomers that this is a government-funded clinic, but this is not. This is a private nonprofit, and you rely a lot on donations and the community. So why don't you give us a little insight to what you do over there?
Oh yeah, I would love to. The clinic's actually, been around for over 40 years in the community. It's done a lot of growing in that time, obviously, more so in the last few years, because we were in a much smaller facility over on Fort Harrison for about 30 years, kind of maxed out that area there because, there's a lot of need in this area. We have a lot of low income, a lot of uninsured families. And, even more so now with people, kind of falling on hard times, losing their employment, losing their insurance, I think there's a lot of kind of misconceptions as well about who our patients are and kind of why they come to the clinic. There are a lot of hardworking people. I mean, people that are working multiple part-time jobs, they're trying to provide for their families, especially in these tough times, prices of everything are going up and, we're kind of here to step in and be kind of a safety net when people need us. And, we do have some patients that come to the clinic and might be a patient for 10 years. But we also have people that come in when they lose a job or something like that. And then we, take care of their health issues that they have. We're not an emergency room. We're not a walk-in clinic. So it's more of like a medical home, we call it. Because that's really what it is. I mean, you can come to the clinic as a patient and pretty much get anything done, get any health concern addressed. If it's something that we can't treat, then we end up finding a way to kind of help you out. So,
can you let us know a little bit about how many doctors you have there? Do you have some nurse practitioners? What does it look like inside the clinic for anybody that doesn't have an awareness that it even exists? There are some people out there. So we want to make sure the audience knows what you have to offer.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about because we do a whole lot here and we do rely heavily on volunteers to operate. So, on any given day, and of course now it's a little different because volunteers are kind of trickling back in as they're getting vaccinated and feel comfortable. But a lot of our practitioners and clinicians are volunteer. We have two full-time nurse practitioners that kind of, what we call it is continuity of care. They kind of ensure that, the volunteer physicians, we have a lot of specialty doctors that come in. We have 20 plus specialties that can be addressed here at the clinic. Cardiology, gynecology, dermatology, you know, all these things that we kind of have created these partnerships either with, you know, volunteers or community partners. Like BayCare is huge, a huge partner of ours. They do all of our lab work for all of our patients. They provide all kinds of donated services through, you know, BayCare's reach in the community is huge. So they are a huge advocate for us. And, you know, we do kind of an important thing in the community by keeping these people that wouldn't be able to get the care that they need to manage, you know, their chronic conditions, like that require medications like diabetes, hypertension, those kinds of things that can land you in the ER with no way to pay for it. And, you know, that can be really devastating for people. But back to our volunteers, we have about 200 kind of, you know, whether they're doing remote telemedicine, we introduced that during COVID. So that was fantastic. You know, we have a lot of patients that have transportation issues and things that make it difficult to come in. So it's really
good. That started as a direct result of the pandemic.
Exactly. And that actually was funding through the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay. They had a immediate response to, you know, this crazy thing that happened last year. And with all the need for all these nonprofits, they made it really easy to kind of say, you know, this is what we need. This is how much it's going to cost. And then, you know, they kind of matched us with donors that, you know, provided the funding for that. And that's something we're definitely going to continue because of the benefits that it provides. I mean, it's something we probably never would have really thought about for years to come. So it's great that we were able to do that.
That is all great. Once upon a time, I was a manager at a pediatric office, and we used to get involved with some volunteer time doing physicals and such. And there is such a need. And I think it's important if there are any volunteer medical clinicians out there that would be willing to offer their time, there's certainly a great need to serve. And what a great place to do that work.
Thank you. Yes. And they really enjoy it. I mean, when you walk around the clinic, I mean, everybody's happy, you know, they're here because they want to be here and they get to take the time with their patients. And, you know, we just try to make it kind of like a very kind of comforting environment. You know, people come in here and they're, you know, going through something, everybody. So, you know, it's just so important to have this place here, I think, in our community that there's just so much need. We have a lot of people in Pinellas County that, you know, just wouldn't either, they would ignore their healthcare issues that they have until it got to a point where it's dire. And, you know, we're kind of here to step in as a safety net.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. So I know that you have been with the clinic for 4 years and you grew up in Clearwater. And you've been a part of Amplify Clearwater for some time. Amanda, you want to jump in here and talk about the relationship between Amplify Clearwater and the clinic as the sun is all around me right now? For anybody that's
glowing.
Watching, right? Yeah, I'm glowing having this conversation and the sun is going.
Well, sure. I mean, and you know, we're so thankful for Meredith and her, the role that she plays with CYP and being involved with the chamber. You know, just much like the free clinic, the chamber functions because of our volunteer base as well. So we're so grateful to have those that are willing to get involved with the organization and volunteer on our end. But I think, you know, if you've watched the podcast over the last several weeks, you've kind of noticed a theme, and we're highlighting those that help bridge the gap in our communities, right? And for those that may be experiencing a temporary set back or one that's longer term, it's a wonderful thing to be able to introduce, you know, these types of programs and organizations to our membership so they're aware, one, if they have employees or they themselves might have a need in the future, or two, so they can be there from a volunteer standpoint, you know, to either support financially or by donating of their time and talents to the organization. So we appreciate the role that the free clinic plays in our community. It's certainly a needed one, and it provides such a wonderful service. And certainly we appreciate Meredith for her role with CYP and being involved with Amplify.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a big job to make sure that everyone is aware of the clinic. And, you know, that's a huge part of what I do because, you know, like you said, whether it's someone who could use our services, who can, you know, provide support, either volunteer or financial. And everybody, you know, everybody's got connections, especially if, you know, you've been in the area for a long time and people in this community want to help. You know, they, it's an easy job that I have in a sense, because it's an easy cause to get behind, in my opinion. And a lot of people have some way, or even if it's just telling someone about the clinic and what we do, you know, and it's a special place. So I feel lucky. I feel lucky to be here. So
we feel lucky to have you in our community. That's for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the Young Professionals Leadership Team. I'm very excited about this. I was once a young professional. Now I want to be part of the old professional leadership team. So Meredith, what is it like to be a part of that? And I love the camaraderie of bringing young people together to kind of inspire each other and lift each other up, which I'm sure that's a big piece of what you guys are doing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how people can get involved in that too?
Yes. So I personally, you know, I started working at the clinic and I was 24, you know, that's pretty, you know, young as far as being a professional, and it's kind of intimidating sometimes to go into situations or networking events, you know, where you might not really know people or know what the expectations are. So I personally lived that, you know, kind of getting used to these situations and having a young professional group where it's kind of tailored to you and you know there's going to be other people kind of with your same, you know, same issues or whatever it is. And it's been really great. I will say I've made some great friends. Camille was, I think, the CYP chair when I kind of got involved, and she welcomed me with open arms. And that's definitely been something that has inspired me to get more involved, because I want to be able to kind of provide that for anybody else that's new coming in, and to kind of to know that, you know, there are a ton of resources out there, and the networking events are great. And it can be really scary sometimes, especially if there's a ton of people that are new to the area that I've noticed that come to the events. And, you know, sometimes you just need a little, like a little, you know, welcome.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great thing to have something that's so tailored to, you know, a certain age group, just because it's, you know, there's a lot of different needs for people in their professions at different stages. So I think it's something good that's provided. And so, and it's really easy to get involved. I mean, there's events that go on every month now. I believe we're going to, you know, start doing those socials every month. So they have them, I know, on Facebook. You know, if you're just kind of surfing on Facebook, and you can, you know, search CYP, and then you can see the events that are going on, and you can just come and see what it's like. And then, you know, we can kind of get you involved that way.
Great. Yeah. I mean, I think it's wonderful. I believe 100% that you have to be connected to your community, and what better way than to connect with people that are your own age, because I do think it's a skill. I think networking, and learning to do business with others is something that needs to be taught. We don't want to be the networking jerk where we're just throwing our business cards all over the place. Right.
Yeah, exactly. There's an art to it almost.
Right. Uh-huh. Great. So, everybody should know about this wonderful clinic. And if you can get involved, we highly recommend it. There are so many nonprofits today that are seeking our help. And, you know, if you have the time and the funds, and we highly recommend getting involved, because it's so wonderful what you're doing for our community, especially these volunteers that just jump in and help out. It really is heartwarming, right?
And guess what? It's Volunteer Appreciation Week right now. So perfect timing. Yes. So, and like I said, we've gotten more of our volunteers to come back, to kind of do in-person, patient care delivery. So, you know, every day I'll see a new volunteer come back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in a year. It's just so crazy. It's so crazy, but we're so glad that things are starting to look up. And, you know, we've got a lot of need, like I said. You know, we have a pharmacy actually in-house. I didn't get to mention that, but we call it a pharmacy. It's technically a medication room, because, you know, it's not open to the community. It's just open to our patients, and we provide medications at no cost. We just ask that patients donate if they can. So that's something that is really important, you know, for the continuity of care, like I mentioned. So,
well, yeah, that is a huge bonus. I mean, to have free medication, my goodness, it's so expensive.
And volunteers run that medication room. So, you know, it's really all just people kind of coming together, and that's something real special.
That's wonderful. Well, we'll have all the information in the show notes for people to find out more, how to get connected, how to get involved. And before we end the show, we like to ask our guests, what did 2020 teach you?
What did 2020 teach me?
Amanda, don't you love it when everybody takes a breath?
Yeah. There's a close every time. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's just taught me, that, you know, no matter what happens in, like, in the world, you know, there's always going to be people that will do whatever it takes to, you know, make something happen. Like, there are people that are volunteers here personally, and that we all know in our lives that, you know, regardless of whatever they're going through, or, you know, what the pandemic might have brought to them, you know, people still put in the effort. And if you really believe in something, that, you know, you'll do what you can to make it happen. And I will say that our CEO, Jeannie, and all of our staff, you know, we all really pulled together. We didn't stop serving our patients for a single day. That was something that was really, really important to Jeannie, especially that, you know, uninterrupted care, you know, because we are a healthcare facility. I mean, we're a nonprofit, but there's a lot that would go wrong if we weren't here. So that was just something that was really amazing to see, you know, the staff and volunteers coming together regardless of what was going on in the world. So I would say that, you know, just passion, that won't go away no matter what.
Passion and a little resilience. We love it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Or a lot.
A lot of resilience. Well, Meredith, we want to thank you so much for being here today. Very excited to have a lovely young professional that's from Clearwater doing all the great work that you're doing today and staying involved with the community. It's so important to all of us. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was great. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, @AmplifyClearwater.com. Thank you.